This week's Divrei Torah are being learned by Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The first Divrei Torah for this week is that Moshe told Klal Yisrael to separate from the area of Korach, Dason, Vaaviram. And the Pasuk says, V'doson Vaaviram yotu nitzavim pesach oholeim. And Dason and Aviram stood outside their tents, unisheyem uvenehem vitapom, with their wives, their adult children, vitapom, and their small children. And Rashi explains, Boi ure'e kamakosha hamachlekes. Come and see how great the sin of machlekes is. Because Bezdin Shalmata does not punish until the sinner reaches the age of adulthood. And Bezdin Shalmala does not punish until the age of 20. V'kan avdu af yonke shadayim. While here, as the Pasuk says, v'tapom, even nursing children also die. So we see from here how great the sin of machlokes is. Reb Shaul Zelinger Shlita from Lakewood, New Jersey, pointed out that this Rashi is connected to the Rashi in Parshas Noach by the Dor HaFlogah. Rashi in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tes, asks, why were the Dor HaMabul destroyed while the Dor HaFlogah were not destroyed, only dispersed? The Dor HaMabul, Le Poshtu Yodam Be'ikar, they did not stretch forth their hand against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the Dor HaFlogah, who were Poshed Yad Be'ikar. So why were the Dor HaFlogah spared? And Rashi explains that the Dor HaMabul were Gazlonim, Voisa Meriva Be'nehem, there was strife among them. However, the Dor HaFlogah had a hava v'reyus b'nei'em, like the Pasuk says regarding them, that they were sofa achas u'dvarim achodim. They were one language and one unit. So we see from this Rashi, although the Dor HaFlogah should have been killed, they were saved because of Shalom. And therefore the Rashi by the Dor HaFlogah and the Rashi by Korach go hand in hand. By Korach we see that machloikis killed those who should not have been killed, namely the Taf. And by the Dor HaFlogah we see that Sholem saved the ones that should have died, the Dor HaFlogah, who were Poshed Yad Be'ikar. Machlokes has the power to kill even those who should not have died, and Sholem has the power to save even those who should not have been saved. The Chasam Sefer in Parshas Vayigash explains the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Mem Zayin, Hasam Givule Sholem Chelev Chitim Yasbiech, with the same idea. Every person must have a red line, a boundary, which no matter what, this person will not cross that line to compromise his values and his principles. Says the Chasam Sefer, the red line should be machlokes. If his action will cause machlokes, no matter what, he won't do it, because that is the line that he will not cross. Hasam givulei shalom. If you place your border, your red line, as shalom, no matter what, you won't cross that line if it will lead to machlokes. Then, Chelev Chitim Yasbiech, Hashem will satisfy you with Chelev Chitim, the best and the finest of the wheat. If your Gvul, your red line, is Shalom, Hashem will make sure you are blessed with an abundance of Bracha. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Aderes discusses a question regarding the status of a Kohen who died and is revived at the time of Tchias HaMesim. Does this Kohen still retain the status of a Kohen? Or do we say that now that he was reborn at Tchias HaMesim, he is like a new person and does not retain his previous status of being a Kohen? The Aderes brings a raya from the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Vav, where we see that Rabbi Avoh honored Rab Zeira to make and lead the bracha at the Suda because he was an oreach, a guest. But Rabbi Avoh did not give the honor to Rab Zeira because he was a Kohen. So the question is, why did Rabbi Avoh have to say the reason for this honor was because Rab Zeira was an oreach? Why didn't he say that I'm giving him this honor because he is a Kohen? Says the Aderes. The Gemara famously says in Megillah Dav Zayin that Rabba and Rab Zeira were eating the Purim Suda together. And then Rabba killed Rab Zeira. But after seeing what he did, Rabba quickly davened and revived Rab Zeira. And the Aderes explains that since Rab Zeira had already died, even though he was subsequently revived, when he was revived, he had already lost his status as a Kohen. And that is why Rabbi Avoh did not give the benching to Rab Zeira because he was a Kohen, because he lost the Kohuna, but rather because he was an Oreach, a guest. Rabbi Chaim Berlin asks on the Yisoid of the Aderes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik that the Gemara says over there, how do we know Tchias HaMesim is Minat Torah? And the Gemara says from a Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, where the pasuk says, "Unisatem mimenu es trumas Hashem la Aaron HaKohen," that the truma should be given to Aaron HaKohen. And the problem is, truma was only given in Eretz Yisrael. So how can truma be given to Aaron HaKohen? Aaron died in the Midbar and never entered Eretz Yisrael. So how can truma be given to Aaron HaKohen? And the Gemara answers that this pasuk is referring to the time of Tchias HaMesim, where Aaron will be revived, and then truma will be given to him in Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim Berlin said that we clearly see from this Gemara that even after Tchias HaMesim, Aaron will still be the Kohen and retain his status of the Kohuna. In defense of the Aderes, Reb Yaakov Chaim Sofer answers by quoting the Ramban, who says that in the time of Mashiach, the Mashicha, the anointment that Aaron HaKohen and his children had previously, will not be valid, and they will need to do a new anointment. So we see, according to the Ramban, that we can say that the previous Kohuna will not exist, and Aaron Uvonov will only be Kohanim because of the new anointment, the new Mashicha, and only then will they be able to receive the Truma in Eretz Yisrael by Tchias HaMesim. So what the Adera said can be true. La'achar Misa, a Kohen does not retain his Kohuna, and Aaron will only be able to receive his Kohuna after Tchias HaMesim, once he will be anointed again as a Kohen, and only with this new anointing will he become a Kohen La'achar Tchias HaMesim.